You're listening to Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
Pick it up. Magic bus, the Who. You gotta love it. All right, Who's Talkin' back, segment three. And we're going to try to recover from the disconnection with UVA Athletic Director Craig Littlepage. And we've got none other than the Sabres' Chris Horn holding. Chris, are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys doing?
All right, man. That's great. Thank you. We I guess we had a little crossed wires there with Craig, so we'll try to get him rescheduled for next couple weeks. Let's talk football recruiting, big guy. All right, you've only been doing this how many years?
Over 10. So wow. I stopped counting after that, I think.
Wow. Well, I know one thing.
Ran out of fingers.
Yeah. It's all right.
Precisely.
His kids can help him. All right, so let's talk about the UVA football situation. There were a slew of verbal commitments when Coach London was dismissed. At present, there are four signees that have enrolled at UVA already. Chris Baumgartner, tight end from New Jersey. Trey Harbison, a running back from North Carolina. Holland Corbett, by way of FUMA, a place kicker. Matt Terrell, a linebacker, also from Virginia. He looks pretty hefty to me. 6'4", 225. Mm-hmm. Sounds like my kind of linebacker. They're in school already. I think that's a good thing. They get to go through spring football with the new coaching staff, and I think that's a good thing. There are 19 verbals, of which 18 are solid. There's one that's kind of shaky. Who are the best four or five of the verbals? And then let's break it down after that.
Well, we could start with, you mentioned Trey Harbison, running back out of North Carolina, early enrollee. Record-setting running back for Crest High School in North Carolina, and helped them to a pair of state championships, and had some big-time performances in those in the biggest games of his career, those state championship games. He's a guy that immediately pops into mind as a guy to keep an eye on. Now, obviously, I think Virginia's pretty well stocked that running back, so I'm not sure if he will be needed to make an immediate impact. But he's a guy that I think. He was so productive in high school, kind of like Kevin Parks was coming out of high school, that I think he's going to be a good, solid running back for Virginia. And then looking toward the guys that are expected to sign next Wednesday, February 3rd, which is National Signing Day, just a couple guys come to mind. Hassis Dubose out of New Jersey. He's a wide receiver out of a state champion school there. In DePaul Catholic in New Jersey, a kid with good size, 6'3", 210 pounds, very productive. Played alongside one of the top running backs in the country, who I believe is going to Michigan. But certainly a guy that was very productive game in, game out. And he originally was kind of maybe a little shaky as far as maybe opening things up, but it seems like he's rock solid in his commitment now, and I think that's a big get for Virginia. Sticking with wide receiver, I like Joseph Reed, who's an in-state kid out of Randolph Henry High School in Charlotte Courthouse. And
where is that exactly?
I'm sorry?
Where is that?
Charlotte Courthouse, I believe, is I'm sure I'm going to get in trouble if I try to even guess.
All right, well, let's not be wrong.
Toward the Lynchburg area, I would think.
Okay.
But certainly a guy kind of similar to Hassis. In terms of size, but he's a little smaller, 6'2", 205. So right there, you got a couple of really good-sized receivers. I've liked Joseph since I saw him at UVA's camp. He's got evident speed. He's very fast. He played quarterback for his high school this year, and really did pretty much everything running the football for those guys. And really, he was the guy that everybody knew about. Came in trying to shut him down, but he really stood up and.
You're talking about Joseph Reed still?
Joseph Reed, yeah.
How tall is he?
6'2". And that's a solid 6'2". Certainly, I had a chance to see him at the UVA camp, and I'm about 6'2" as well. So he measured in a solid 6'2", good looking, 200 pounds or so. And again, I mentioned the one thing that really stands out when you are able to see these guys in person. You can tell who's fast. and who's evidently fast. And he was a guy that that really stood out in that regard. So he may take as far as learning the receiver position, he may take a year or so to do that. But I think he's a guy that has a lot of ability to maybe be a future big time standout for UVA.
Okay, who else is stands head and shoulders above the crowd as being maybe a kid that will play sooner than later?
Yeah, I like as far as the guy, Hassis DuBose, I think fits that bill in terms of a guy who can play sooner rather than later. And then, I think a lot of this class is made up of guys who are probably going to have to redshirt, may take a little bit of seasoning, but certainly I think there are guys who can develop into starters down the road. A guy I like a lot, and it'll be interesting to see, his role, Jordan Mack, who's a safety out of Georgia, 6'3", 205 pounds, and he's got good size, and he's a guy I could see playing some this year because you look at Quinn Blanding coming back. Obviously there's a chance he could turn pro if he has a good junior season. Kelvin Rainey's a senior coming up this year. Juan Thornhill's in the program, but certainly he's another young guy. But, Max got that size. He could also potentially develop into a linebacker, but I think he's initially they like him as a safety. So he's a guy that I think could come in and make an immediate impact. And as far as guys who, they're going to take some time, the offensive line recruits that Virginia has gotten, particularly Dylan Rankensmeyer out of Colorado, is an interesting guy to me. He's 6'5", 270 pounds. He's going to redshirt, I would imagine. Certainly he needs to add some size. But a really athletic kid and a guy that I could see down the road, maybe you're talking center or even guard possibly for UVA, but a guy who I think has a lot of potential down the road.
Now, is that a London guy or a Bronco guy from Colorado?
Yeah, he was actually a London commit, and then and did not waver at all once Bronco took over. But certainly Bronco is looking out west. Certainly as far as recruits, especially in the next class, he's already offered several guys from Utah and even even a player from Texas. So UVA is definitely looking out west, it appears, in future recruiting.
How about Ben Knutson?
Yeah, he's size stands out about him immediately. 6'8", 275 pounds. They like him as an offensive tackle. Obviously, with that size, that's probably what you would expect. But a guy who had a very solid senior season, helped his team to the state championship game where they unfortunately lost, but had a great season. And one thing that I think is good is he had experience with the offense that they ran. They were kind of, they ran a lot, but they did pass some. So he's got experience both pass blocking and run blocking, which I think is good. And he also plays basketball, so he's got that athletic ability as well.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I love to hear that an offensive lineman played basketball. It means good feet. Hey, talk to us a little bit about Landon Word. And is this not Barry Word's son?
It is. It is. Yes.
So he has been committed for some time. He's a linebacker, good size. They've also got a backslash saying a potential athlete, whatever that means. What do you think of Landon Word, and where might he play?
Yeah, I think the reason for the backslash is because I have him listed initially as a linebacker. That's what he played for Bishop O'Connell. But I think he's a guy that it'll be interesting to see what happens, especially with Bronco Mendenhall's system, the 3-4 system. Does he stay at linebacker? Could he? He's got some pretty good. He's listed at 6'3", 225 is what we have him listed at. He could be 6'4". He's pretty big, big kid. Could he, develop into a defensive end? Could he maybe move to tight end? The thing I like about Landon is, obviously he's got that football background with his dad, and his dad was a in between the tackles, tough guy.
His dad was a horse.
Yes, yes.
Horse. And, he's the most powerful runner I've ever seen at Virginia.
Yes.
In terms of sheer power. When he would hit the hole, he'd knock down linemen, linebackers, safeties. He would carry four players like 6 yards. All right. Let's talk about – there's a couple of decommits.
Right.
Steve Spinellis has flipped to Michigan. And Ladarian Wilson, the running back from Florida, has flipped to Maryland. I think he just followed Mike London. Recruited walk-ons, Ben Trent from Woodbury is kind of interesting. He's a tackle, right? And Nash Griffin from Indianapolis apparently is we're competing with Northwestern.
Yes, Nash Griffin actually goes to the same high school as UVA's McDonald's All-American combo guard recruit Kyle Guy. Trust me, no better recruiter that UVA wants to have than Kyle Guy right there. But as far as we'll see what happens with Nash. Obviously, a talented punter. He's got several offers in addition to the recruited walk-on interest. And then Ben Trent, and you mentioned he's actually at a Jefferson Forest High School, and offensive line kid, definitely has some good size on him. Was an all-area selection this year, 6'6", 285 pounds. Yes, I mean, that's a pretty good recruited walk-on. Obviously, we'll see what happens when he gets in. But he played on both sides of the line, so he played offensive line and saw some action on defensive line as well. So I remember just going through BYU's roster before. I know there was at least one kid who was kind of like that and came in and was able to contribute as actually a defensive lineman. But certainly Trent said that they – you know, you heard from Bronco Mendenhall and company, you know, soon after they got in, they liked him, offered him a preferred walk-on, and he accepted it. So
now, was he offered anywhere? Were you given a kid that size? He wasn't offered a full scholarship by anybody?
Not at the major FBS level like UVA's level, but certainly had that preferred walk-on from UVA.
All right, let's talk about some of the targets that we believe that – Bronco Mendenhall and his assistant coaches are going after. We think that they're hot and heavy for Devontae Cross, the quarterback up in Pennsylvania, who's a dual threat. We also think that they're going after Eric Swenson, the offensive lineman that Michigan apparently pulled the offer. That kid's in Chicago. Talk to us about those two potential targets.
Well, Swenson, certainly, you mentioned, and with Spinellis going to Michigan, and you know, got to think, you know, with that leaves Virginia with only two offensive line recruits. I think that's a need for UVA to land. And we talked earlier, you know, two would be ideal, at least one more in this class before, you know, on signing day. But certainly he would be a guy that a lot of people are after as well. A kid with good size, 6'7", I believe he's around 300 pounds.
So that's what we're talking about.
Yep. So,
where's the beef, baby?
Yep, exactly. And UVA needs some offensive linemen, especially with Spinellis, who is a good prospect out of Gilman School in Baltimore, moving on to Michigan. I like those two guys they have, but I definitely think they could use another prospect or two. And then Devontae Cross, guy that they've been on for several weeks now as far as since Coach Mendenhall took the job at UVA. They've wanted a dual threat quarterback, and he kind of fits the bill of what they're looking for. He initially committed to Boston College, and this will give you an idea what kind of an athlete he is, as a defensive back. So he's got talent to play other skill positions, but he really wants to play quarterback. UVA wants to give him a chance to play quarterback, certainly. And he was the Pennsylvania 4A Offensive Player of the Year. So
got to get him.
Yeah, he's a guy they like a lot. Ran his own read, and that's what they want to do at UVA. So,
Chris, where in Pennsylvania is he from?
Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Allentown, Pennsylvania. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think Billy Joel made a song about that, didn't he? All right. Hey, some of the other potential targets are, I think it's Juan Williams, an offensive lineman out of Archbishop Carroll up in D.C. Grayson Stover, out of Florida, is an offensive lineman, and Keith Sims out of Maryland is a linebacker. How does Virginia look with those guys?
Well, unfortunately, it looks like those guys are probably headed elsewhere. Sims, I know Virginia Tech's in the mix with him, along with Maryland and several other schools, and Ole Miss, I believe, is in there, UNC. So he may end up in the ACC. Unfortunately, I don't think it would be with Virginia. He would be an ideal guy. He's out of the Landon School where Darion Atkins went to school. So he would be an ideal guy especially if Mendenhall implements that 3-4, you're looking for a guy who could play multiple linebacker spots. He would definitely fit that bill.
Chris, one quick question. My perspective, how do you feel that Bronco and his staff have been received by the current commits and others?
Very well. And I think obviously it's going to take a little bit of time as far as developing those relationships with the in-state coaches, but just the initial reaction from the recruits, and that's been a big the guys who are committed, that's been a big goal of theirs, it seems like, in January when the contact period opened, getting out face-to-face with those guys. Dedrick Daniels is a prospect, a commitment out of Florida. He was one of the first that they met with, and he tweeted about UVA. He loved their vision. He really made a big impression with him. And since then, it's been really consistent as far as consistent theme. They like the vision. They like that the work ethic that they're bringing and the message that they're bringing in terms of trying to, you know, or turning around UVA football and making it a successful winner. And Jordan Mack, who I spoke with earlier, was highly impressed with Coach Mendenhall and Coach Nick Howell, who's the new defensive backs coach. And so they're being received extremely well. Obviously not a lot of time left to finish out 2016. So, you know, as far as evaluating their chops on the recruiting trail, I think next year will give us a good idea of what they're able to do, but certainly very well received with their message and vision for UVA football.
And some of the work they're doing now is really for 2017.
Yes, yes. And that's probably the key, right? I mean, that's probably the key right now, just to get out. I mean, I know Coach Mendenhall was in Richmond recently for the All-Metro Banquet with some assistants. Obviously, that's a good thing to get to establish some relationships in the Richmond area. Went down to Tidewater. I saw with Marcus Hagans and Ruffin McNeil, obviously some top prospects every year in that region. So they're establishing those roots right now and really looking toward, I think, primarily toward 2017.
All right, a couple of key dates here real quick, and we're going to remind everyone right now that Chris Horn will be back with us next week to follow up, because this weekend is a big on-campus recruiting weekend.
Can we afford him back-to-back shows?
Yes.
His price is high.
We know. I know. Also, it should be pointed out that this contact period ends January 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So this is crunch time. Then there's a quiet period. What does that mean? On the 31st, does that mean texting only, no phone calls?
That means the coaches aren't allowed to meet with the players directly, like in-home and stuff like that, in-home visits and things of that nature. So,
and then there's a dead period, which I think that's a strange
right.
terminology. On February 1st through February 4th is a dead period. You know, if the fax machines aren't humming, right?
Right, yep.
Then there's really a problem, right?
Well,
exactly.
February 1st, you're getting ready for Groundhog Day. You know, yeah. Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah, but how about 2 days later is National Signing Day?
I know. Well,
hello.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you didn't mention Sonny Abramson. Tell us pros and cons real quick, and then we're going to say goodbye until next week.
Yeah, very interesting player, 6'2", good pro, 6'2", 205 pounds, so solid size. Big-time leader is one thing that comes to mind with him, is that he's really been the leader of this whole recruiting class, which is pretty close, I think. And just being a Virginia guy, wants to be a Virginia. He's got a lot of training. I know he's worked with some pro, you know, quarterbacks, coaches, and things like that, just in the past. So he's got some good training. And this year, his team's offense moved to actually a run-oriented offense, so he wasn't able to show off his passing skills as much as he had in previous years. But certainly a guy that, you know, leader. I think he's a great leader, and you know, good passer. Pocket type of guy. So a guy that I think is UVA all the way, and it's going to be nothing but a team guy when he gets there.
All right, next week we're going to talk about Cole Blackman, the young wide receiver from Glen Allen,
mm-hmm.
Who's gotten some work with some former Wahoos have worked with him. All right, we're going to jump to our break here. Thank you, Chris Horn, and we'll have you back next week for the all-important follow-up just before signing day. And stay with us. This is Who's Talking. One more segment to go.